7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, so many hoppers. Okay. Little butterflies, lots of hoppers. Let's rock. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Guest Bugs Committee. Bug jumped on me. There's jumpers. Right, okay, so, yeah, hello, hi. You know a guy named Tobe, and that's me. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, I'm a little sore from yesterday still, but, I have to go out and get some exercise because the temperature's nice and cool for a while. It's going to heat up. There's a cricket. Hi, Clicky. Look at all these damn jump bugs around here. I'm having fun times. Oh, jumps. But now I'm entering a forest. Tobe, where are you today? Today, I am out at Tranquility Park, far side. I'm on the northernmost. Yeah, is this north? That's north. The northernmost edge. I'm on the border of Tranquility Park and, you know, some residential neighborhood. And I'm walking into this little forested area today because I thought, it did rain a little bit. It rained a little bit yesterday evening, about the time when the sun went down. There was some sprinkles, and it sprinkled and sprinkled. Then around 1:30 a.m., there was big thunders, and I could hear rain. And so I thought maybe we should go out and look for mushrooms. So that's what I'm doing. But the problem is, it's really dry. How's this possible? How's it this dry? Well, let's keep looking around and see what we got here. There must be something. It must have gotten a little bit cool in the last couple of days because some of these plants are now wilted out and getting ready for winter. Yeah, it's dry. I'm kicking up loose dirt. There's dust. We didn't get nearly enough rain for any mushroom action. Let's walk up to this little creek and see if there's anything going on down there. Oh, can't really see much. Everything's still pretty green. But, well. Okay. So, you know, part of the bike path is back here. So I'm kind of walking around on the bike path here. And should I go down here? Should I go down this thing? No, let's not. Because how am I going to get back up? Don't need to overexert myself. We do have one little mushroom thing here, though. At the base of this dead tree, we've got a conch. We've got an artist conch. That's a polypore shelf-like mushroom. And I'm trying to remember, did we find puffballs out here, or was that back there? Can't remember. But there's a little sort of grassy area up here. And if we ever did find any puffballs out here, it was probably right around in here. So I'm going to scan this area and just kind of enjoy the weather. It's about 20 degrees. And it's got, there's a nice breeze blowing. So I'm staying fairly nice and cool, as long as I don't, you know, go out into the sun here. Oh, where do I want to go? What direction do I want to go? Let's go both directions. Hey, I didn't realize there was a, sort of a trail over here. There's kind of a little hidden trail over here. Oh, and there's a butterfly. It's kind of butterfly-y out here. I have to walk through, you know, I don't know, about 100 meters worth of sort of field to get to this little forested zone. And that little field was just hopping with hoppers. Lots of little grasshopper type hopping dudes. And a cricket. I also saw a couple little tiny butterflies. They seemed very nice. Alright, so as I look around, oh, I just sort of went through a web there. I'm not finding much of anything. Things are starting to turn brown, though. So that's nice. Oh, I think I better pick up this stick. And now I kind of have a good view down into the creek from here. Is there a way to get down there? Is there a way to get down into the creakety creek part of the creek? There really isn't. It smells interesting. I'm seeing evidence of somebody been digging in the sides of these little dirt walls here. Who's been digging? Look at this. Dig, dig, dig. I bet this stump had mushrooms on it at one point in time. Very cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still, I gotta admit, I'm still a little messed up from yesterday, but it could be worse. It can always be worse. But I am thinking, I've been saying this, but now I'm thinking this needs to happen. I'm gonna have to call my doctor. I don't want to call my doctor. I don't want to do any more of that stuff. But I don't think I'm going to have much of a choice. Do you want to walk around? You got to go to the doctor. Do you want to just, you know, lay in a bed for the rest of your life? Yeah, then don't go to the doctor. Well, I don't want to. Ugh. Just thinking about it. But the question becomes, if I'm having the same problem that I did a year and, what, 2 or 3 months ago, what does that say about the process of healing? I mean, I thought I was fixed. So I got to walk for a year. Was it all worth it? Well, maybe it was. And what does this mean? If my problem is coming back, doesn't this just mean it's time for more surgery? And then in the year after that, when the problem comes back, does that mean it'll be time for more surgery? And the more surgery I have, the more my bones get ground away. That's what the surgery is. We're gonna grind out of some of your bones and so they don't smash your nerves anymore. Okay, yeah, you do that. Yeah. So the problem keeps coming back until they've taken out all your bones. And then you don't have any bones. And that makes you the boneless one. If you understand that reference, drop me an email, tobe@sdf.org. Tell me all about Neil Blinder. As I walk along the little path here, I'm absolutely failing to find any other kind of fungus. And it's really dry. Although, I did take a look at the Weather Channel before I left. And I learned two things. It's going to rain some more today and the next couple days. And, there was another air quality warning that lasts until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Don't go outside. Oops, here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. Okay, now look, here's a little path. I thought this was an animal path. It looks like it goes down to the creek. And I'm going to go down this path a little bit. Yeah, it kind of does go down there. But the way the creek is, you can't walk along the bank, and there's no place to go. There's no place to go. Yeah. Although, you know, is that a drum down there? There's some logs down there that are jammed up sideways. There's a basketball hoop and rim down there. And then there's something else that looks vaguely like a frame drum. It's okay. This is going to be a pain in the butt, but I'm feeling like I need to go down there. What am I looking at? I don't know what I'm seeing. So let's go down here and put in the creek. Oh, I heard a little froggy jump. He said squawk. And then he jumped in the water. Wow, we could actually kind of cross the creek here. I hear frogs jumping. I see ripples in the water. But I don't actually see the frogs yet. Where's my frogs? Where's my frogs? Okay. All right. Boom. I'm actually in the creek bed. This is a frame drum. And it's absolutely ruined. Ugh. I wonder if this is at all salvageable. No, it looks kind of muddy. It's like an 18-inch actual hide frame drum. Somebody made this. What's it doing down in here? All right, I'm 1 meter away from the water. There's some tracks right here, but I can't quite tell what they are. Oh, see, here's deep claws. That looks like, oh no, this is a dog print right here. This is a dude print right here. Can't tell what it is. See, look at that toe. That looks like possum. So anyway, I'm standing down here in the creek, looking upstream. It's lovely. Looking downstream, also nice. And now I gotta climb back up because there's nowhere for me to go. Unless I wanna try to precariously balance on some of this flotsam across the creek, and I really don't. Huh. But it's fun down here. It's lovely. But I think it's time to head back up. Let's get back up here. And let's finish our mushroom check. Okay, that's not too bad of a climb back up as long as it's not too hot. Walking by some spiderwort. Oh, yeah, well, maybe that wasn't the smartest idea. That did put some tension back into my leg muscles. Walk it off, walk it off. Here's the hollow tree. Anybody in the hollow tree today? No. Here's another giant cottonwood with artist conk grown out the side of it. And this is the big cliff. We can see down into the creek. Yeah. What's the change in altitude here? Significant. Strangely significant. All right, well, starting to feel weird. Maybe I shouldn't have climbed up out of there. Oh. And we're pretty much at the end of our... Well, let's just go down here and check. This little wooded area by the creek, it's not very big. You know, maybe total hectare or so. Hectare and a half. That's about 3 acres for all my American listeners. And yeah. So I'm going to start walking back to my car. And I think I want to hear some kind of symphony. A real symphony. Wait, do I want a real symphony or can it just be...
Ooh, thank you. Now, you might be forgiven for thinking that we have a real live orchestra in the studio. But in actual fact, the symphony you just heard was performed not by an orchestra, but by a simple synthesizer. And the man who programmed it is someone who loves synthesizers so much, he even changed his name to Synthesizer Patel. Hello, Synthesizer Patel.
Hi, Billy.
Now, Synthesizer Patel, synthesizers, they're really taking off now, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Billy. Every pop group wants a synthesizer these days because a synthesizer can reproduce the sound of any instrument, except perhaps for the bassoon. But they're working on that one.
But they can do a lot more than that, can't they?
Oh, certainly. This is something that might interest you.
Extraordinary, something's got a hold on me. For the first time, we have a challenger who's a head chef of one of the country's leading hotels. And our guest today making her first appearance is actress Nene Otsuka. Nice to have you here.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Otsuka-san, you do much cooking yourself?
I like eating.
You do too?
Yeah.
But you don't cook so much.
Well, I like cooking, but I can't work fast enough.
Not as fast as our Iron Chefs. You watch their speed today, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
And Dr. Hattori, head chef of a top hotel in here today. A lot on the line for the challenger.
Yeah, well, basically he's got the reputation of the entire hotel on his shoulder, so you can imagine his pressure.
Pressure on both sides. All right, time now to bring him on, Chairman Kaga.
このキッチンスタジアムに初めて一流ホテルの料理長がやってまいりました。一流ホテルの調理場といえば、料理界のエリートたちが集う熾烈な戦場。誰に気を使うこともなく、ふんだんに高級素材を使い、客の舌を満足させる料理を作り上げる。
これがジャパニーズカーベドン。
Oh man, there's cabedon all over the place today. And you know who else is all over the place is my cat. Hi Dingens, Pippa arrives. Why are you back? We've already poured you water 55 freaking times. We even had to do some kitty business on the banky. So now what do you want? Hi, what are you looking at me like that for? We just poured more water. You don't need more water. But I do. Actually, I'm not drinking water. I'm drinking a little bit of bitter cherry cola before I go back to drinking my delicious... what am I drinking today? I'm drinking the Jade Jaguanyin today. I started that this morning. I only drank about half a pot before I had to go out and do some fun stuff. Now the big question is it going to rain anymore? When I was looking at the weather stuff, it looked like it was going to rain tonight or later today or tomorrow or something. Is it going to rain this weekend, dingins? I sure hope it rains. I sure hope it rains because then the autumn mushroom season will be officially started. Where's this cat going? Okay, the cat is wandering away. Which means I need to start thinking about lunch, don't I? Well, yeah. The good news is that I went to the store last night because I was running out of waffles. I did run out of waffles. And if I didn't go to the store last night, I wouldn't have any waffles for this morning. So I went last night and I got the waffles. And I grabbed some other stuff too, including a couple of hamburger patties and an onion. So I'm going to have hamburger steaks today. Well, one. Ambaga steaky. And I got mushrooms from leftover from the other day, so I got mushrooms from my steaky. Pretty excited about it. What else did I buy at the store? I don't know. I didn't buy graham crackers because they didn't have my box of graham crackers. And I could have bought the little box, but I absolutely refused because one, they're packed incorrectly. Two, they are different. It's a different quality product. And it only costs about 50 cents less. That's what I don't understand. You can buy the little box of graham crackers, or you can spend 50 more cents and get the big box, which is over twice the amount. And you've been listening to the Dubious Graham Cracker Committee, a show that airs every damn day right here on Anon Radio. You know the time, and now you are also aware that this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You need to watch out for the Japanese kabedon.
Nyampasen!